had to go down there and live with his niece in Thomaston.
Mm-hmm. So it's your brother-in-law's house. Well, they must have been built about the same time. Cause
no, that wasn't built after I was.
They looked like they're about the same.
His house ain't as old as ours. We've been here 5 years before he moved here.
What does that have? About 3 rooms. And you've got an extra one. You said you built on yours.
Yeah, I had that.
So you got.
See, I raised my grandson.
Mm-hmm. So you had to put him a room.
And I want him to have a, room. He'd have some decency. Mm-hmm. Nobody wouldn't be running on him. He had to sleep in that room in there till I got that beer.
Mm-hmm. Now, where is he? Does he live in Griffin?
No. I wish I didn't know where he was. He married an old Yankee gal. She had 2 youngs and wasn't ever married. And he went up, his mother got him up there, my daughter.
Where does she live? Is she the one you told me about? How?
I haven't got a letter from her in 3 years.
Your daughter?
Mm-hmm. But, honey, I got the Lord working on. She can't see no peace. The way she treated me and her son.
I can't imagine any child not coming to visit the parents.
You know one thing? I may be taking up too much of your time.
No, anything's fine with me.
You know.
Yeah, how you doing?
He's better today.
Let me get out of your way.
He can sit on the hill.
No. That's your chair right there. That's fine. Okay. I'm sorry you had to go to the doctor today.
Well, I think I have something I ate yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I've been so long eating today. I don't eat fast like she does.
Well, I didn't run into your dinner.
No, honey, I don't eat much.
Uh-huh.
You know, I used to weigh 200.
Well, which one of y'all does the cooking? Y'all cook together?
I cook.
You cook. You clean the stove.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you told me before. Oh.
But she kept on. He was here staying here with me. He promised his granddaddy as his step-granddaddy. Mm-hmm. But he called him Big Daddy. All my children called him Big Daddy. He was a good dog, but he just worshipped that grandson of mine. He just worshipped him. He didn't have me and him getting out until I was too old.
Mm-hmm.
So, she kept on because she got him away from me.
After you'd raised him.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But, the Lord's going to fix everything, honey.
That's always the way it works out.
The Lord is going to fix everything. It'll work out. But I just studying minds and none of mine, I go crazy.
Hmm. Do you drive? Well, of course you couldn't, eh? I guess you...
No, I used to drive. He doesn't drive.
You used to?
I used to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I only afford when I lived with my first husband. He wouldn't ever try to drive. So me and him bought us a Ford, got it second-handed, thought it got tight and had to sell it. So I went to Griffin Bank down here, the Parkers, I borrowed a little money. We got it paid, I went to work in the mill. I had a good old Nick Cook. She'd take care of my young'un, and then he went out the road and didn't run around with me and young'un either.
Well, depend on to watch him.
Taking care of the house and everything. Me and old man went in, our meal was ready. And I told them not to spare nothing on them children. If they didn't mind her, tell me. She couldn't cook. Oh, she said, that's right, miss. And he didn't watch her. Then she loved them. That's like it had been her own color. So, I ain't gonna turn that over. I'm gonna sit right there where I can get to it.
Mm-hmm.